A Walgreens-backed primary care provider has just made a major acquisition. What are the details? I'm Jeff Lagasse with Healthcare Finance News. We'll take a look at that and other developments in this week's top stories. Primary care outfit VillageMD has a definitive agreement to buy Summit Health, a multi-specialty medical practice and parent company of urgent care provider CityMD. Mobi Health News reports that the deal is valued at $8.9 billion and includes investments from Walgreens Boots Alliance and Evernorth, the health services subsidiary of insurer Cigna. The acquisition marks another move in the healthcare delivery space for Walgreens. Once the deal closes, which the companies expect in early 2023, the combined VillageMD and Summit Health will offer more than 680 provider locations in 26 markets. Democratic Senator Mark Warner of Virginia has written a policy paper examining the risk to the U.S. of healthcare cybersecurity breaches. As we see in healthcare IT news, he cites stakeholders for reporting a lack of coordination between the Department of Health and Human Services and the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency in his call to establish a new senior leader accountable for healthcare cybersecurity under the Executive Agency Secretary. Previously, leading health system CISOs have told Healthcare IT News that collaboration with HHS on cybersecurity is happening at all levels. Finally this week, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is warning of a surge in flu, respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, and other viral infections this season, especially among children and older adults. According to Healthcare Finance News, the rise of respiratory diseases this year may be the direct result of COVID-19. In the past 2 years, respiratory viral disease activity has been highly impacted by COVID-19, resulting in the circulation of other viruses. Hospitals are being overwhelmed, and many are considering postponing some non-emergent surgeries to create bed capacity. I'm Jeff Lagasse with Healthcare Finance News, and this has been Top Stories.